It gives me great pleasure to welcome a man of whom I am a tremendous fan. His name is Rob Armstrong. And like I said, I've been a fan of Jumpstart for so very long. And you not only talk about, you know, the part that your immediate family played in the creation of Jumpstart, but also how you really do get a sense of the greatness of your mother and how she not only directed your life, but also brought those angels into your life after she was no longer with you. And I appreciate that because I feel the same way with the loss of my mother. I feel that, you know, 20 years ago, or actually more than that, that she did leave angels amongst me. And so I get it. I really get it. And I want people to understand that this is the book really does stand for more than just a title, Fearless. You really do exemplify that, and with all the people in your life. And it's really good.
So what I want people to understand is that the book is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, hearing my life story, I had an interview with Ebony, if you don't mind my mentioning another
sure, of course.
Outlet. But I had an interview with Ebony, and like the writer was just mesmerized by the notion that this guy doing Jumpstart, this very upbeat, funny comic strip, had lived such a traumatic life, and that life was not easy or charm. And I appreciated that because I don't want anyone to think you succeed when your life is charm.
Mm-hmm.
I want you, the person listening to this broadcast, to understand if you have trials and tribulations, you have challenges, scary challenges, you're blessed. You're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
A challenging life is a blessing because the opportunity to come out of it with perspective and purpose is greater than when your life is easy. Easy lives are a strange curse, if you don't mind my saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you come out of an easy upbringing, easy life, you can lose your direction. You can live. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but the risk of living an aimless life is greater if you've never been challenged with anything. You understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely do, and I think people will get that, Rob Armstrong. We're talking about his book, Fearless, and it is A Cartoonist's Guide to Life. Fearless, A Cartoonist's Guide to Life by Rob Armstrong. He's the creator of Jumpstart. You may know Jumpstart. And if you don't, I don't know where you've been because you're syndicated like over 400 papers around the world, right?
Something like that. A little less than 400.
Okay, I'm going to say over 400, Rob, because I'm putting it out there that it'll go to 500 soon.
From your mouth to God's ears.
I hear you. And I think not only do you tell your story about, you know, your mom and growing up in Philly and going away to school and then to Syracuse, but also how your gift as an artist saved your life because you were able to work through a lot of these things that were going on in your life through your artwork.
Art saved me. There's no doubt in my mind. Art is a high calling. It's a gift from God. It really is. I'm blessed to have talent, but talent's not the whole story. Lots of kids have talent. You also have to have a great education, and you have to be prepared for opportunity when it comes. Opportunity comes to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The preparation to hear that call is rare. I mean, to be in a position where, you know, opportunity knocks and you're like, I'm right here. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was real blessed to have a great education. And my mom she said, look, you can't have my youngest son. I'm getting him into private school. And she got me enrolled. Civil, listen to this. My school, first of all, when she made up her mind to do this,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready for private school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? She said, yeah, I'm getting into private. I never even heard private. I'm like, am I going to be in a school by myself?
That's how private appeared to you.
You'll be with special kids instead of these kids around here. I'm like, what's wrong with the kids around here? Like, I was so insulted. Like, my friends were my life. I was 12. I spent my entire life just in my neighborhood. I'm not going to call it the ghetto. It sends the wrong message. These are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
These are my family. You know what I mean? They're basically my extended family. And she's like, I don't want you around them. I'm like, wait a second. What did they do?
Right.
Well, look, I want you to be around special kids, gifted children, and you should be in private school. So I tested to go to private schools around the Philadelphia suburb, which, by the way, has some of the best private schools in America.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that at the time. I didn't get into those schools. They were like, get out of here. You know what I mean? I failed all these tests. She said, don't worry. You're going to be retested. You're gifted. You got a special gift from God and blah, blah, blah. I got accepted to the Shipley School, eventually, to the Shipley School for Boys and Girls. Sybil was not just an all-white school. It was all girls.
And a few boys, as you say.
Yeah, me. And me and a couple of my friends. I said, what the heck? I mean, I'm looking around going, wait a second. I had never seen this many white people in person. I know I'm trying to be funny. I've seen them on TV. And, so I was like, what in the world? And Shipley kicked my you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls love school. I can tell you, they love education. They would get excited about a quiz. We're having a quiz. You hear the good news? I'm like, what? Another one? Sybil, seventh grade turned out to be the worst 2 years of my life.
Oh. I understand. I understand.
They kept me back in seventh grade and all that. I'm like, wait a second, Mom, get me to a normal school where I can succeed. I was getting straight A's in public school.
You joking?
She was like, how come you're not getting straight A's now? I said, because of racism. That's why. I'm failing. They're picking on me. I'm getting kept back because I'm black. She was like, are you crazy? You're getting kept back because you're still out in the street with these kids. You come home from school, you can't wait to go outside and play basketball. She said, Robin, those girls are going to college and everything. You got to get with the program. Stop messing around. I told you, I don't want you around here. And she kicked my butt, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, go out there and repeat the seventh grade. But right now, you're messing up. I graduated from that school near the top of my class.
There
my mom leaned on me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And that's the beauty of fearless in telling your story. I'm telling you, everybody's going to get something out of this, Rob Armstrong. I don't care, you know, where they are in this spectrum we call it life. It really, everybody will come away with something about themselves and about life. Reading Fearless and reading your story, as well as taking the life lessons, as well as the drawing lessons that you provide here in the book. I congratulate you, and I really think it's going to do well. And people who are able to read your cartoons, the comic strip, in the more than 500 syndicated.
That's right, 500. All over the place. I'm in different countries, too. It's so cool.
And we get to continue to see the family grow as your audience grows as well. So
real quick, before you throw me out of here, I know you're done with me.
I'm not done with you.
You're finished. Yeah, you heard enough. When I was sitting here in my office working one day, I started getting texts on my phone like crazy. Bing, 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 bing. My friends in Detroit, Philly and stuff were like, you were like, you're the Black History, you're the little-known Black History fact. I was like, what? From the time during the morning show, I'm like, get out of here. First of all, they would have called and told me that. It's a major segment of this show. And they're like, I'm listening to it right now. You're like, he's still talking about you. I could not believe. It had nothing to do with the book. It was complete. It was just divine intervention. Thank you. It was amazing.
Well, one day I'd like for you to put in the comic strip Jumpstart, I'd like for Joe and Marcy to bring the kids, Sonny and JoJo and Tommy and Teddy, into the Tom Jordan studio and meet Mr. Nunn. Okay. I love your work, and I love this book, and I congratulate you. And
I love you. You're awesome.
And this is really fun. And can we do it again?
I can't wait.
Okay. All right. I promise we'll talk again because, like I said, I have been a fan for a very long time, and I just really love hearing your story and reading more about you. So the book, ladies and gentlemen, everybody should go out and get it. Fearless, A Cartoonist's Guide to Life. His name is Rob Armstrong, short for Robin. And this is the man who has given us the comic strip Jumpstart for years. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me, Sybil. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
I promise. We will do it. Take care.
All right.
You're listening to Sybil's Book Club on blackamericaweb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Thanks for joining us.